The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are now tuning in to Insight with DJ 3Ball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third episode of Insight. Today, we're going to be talking about the Lakers and Nuggets game that took place on Saturday. This was actually a really good game. It going down to the final wire, game-winning shot. It went to OT. There's a lot of league changes and things like that, so let's get into it. Hope everybody's day is going good. I want to say thank you for tuning in. Let's have some fun. For the Denver Nuggets, all right, let's just start off with this. This game took place in L.A., it was a Los Angeles game. We had a Los Angeles Lakers who are 42-25 versus the Denver Nuggets who are 41-27. So this is probably like the fourth and the fifth seed going at each other. Honestly, I don't know. But playoffs are coming up, so every win matters. When it comes to games like this, these records are so similar. The point differential, and like whoever has a win over said seed will get a better seed in the playoffs, if that makes sense. So all these wins are must wins, especially as playoffs are coming up. For starters on the Denver Nuggets, we have Aaron Gordon, Cam Johnson, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Christian Braun. For the Los Angeles Lakers, we have LeBron James, DeAndre Ayton, Marcus Smart, Luka Doncic, Austin Reeves. On paper, these are very two good teams. The Lakers having Luka Doncic, LeBron James, and Austin Reeves. With DeAndre Ayton securing the paint and Marcus Smart out there for defense. That's a really good starting lineup. But the Denver Nuggets, Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. That is a big three right there. I don't know how you stop that when they get going. Right here, I can tell you right now, Nikola Jokic, 24 points, 16 rebounds, and 14 assists. That is a triple-double. That is a triple-double. He is nice. Aaron Gordon, 27 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. And he started lighting up in the fourth quarter when they needed it. I think he had 0 three-pointers at the start of the fourth quarter. I think he ended the game with 5 for 10 on threes. He had 5 threes in the first quarter and going into OT. But we're going to get into all that. Femi, first quarter, it was back and forth. I think Denver won the tip. Jamal Murray came out the gate. Shot a 24-foot three-pointer, knocks it down, they lead 3-0. Luka Doncic comes back down that same, or the very next play, hits a three of his own, scores 3-3. Now, you could just tell from the tip, this game was finna be intense. After the score in the first, the Nuggets were down. It looks like they were down 8. So the Lakers are leading. Going into the second quarter, the Lakers also won that quarter by 3. So going into the halftime, the Lakers are up. Yeah. Going into halftime, the Lakers are up. I don't know. I just thought this was a really good game. Let's talk percentages. Luka Doncic, 11 defensive rebounds. He had 11 rebounds. Let me go check. Yeah, because I said the stats for Denver, but not Lakers. Let's do that. LeBron, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 turnovers. Come on, King. Supposed to be the GOAT. It's hard to win with 5 turnovers, yo. DeAndre Ayton, he didn't really play that good. Actually, 9 points, 9 rebounds for your starting center. I mean, that's what he's getting paid to do. Marcus Smart, like I said, he's usually out there for defense, but I think he really stepped it up this game. He had 21 points, 5 for 12 on three-pointers, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, no turnovers. As a point guard, having no turnovers in an NBA game is so crucial. Because you have to value the ball. When you're playing basketball, the thing you want is possessions. In a college game, there's usually around, I want to say like 70 possessions, I think. I don't know. I think it's around there, though. But you have to value every possession. If I've learned anything from my time in college, value the ball. The ball is the most important thing. Who else? Yeah, no, Marcus Smart had a very good game. Austin Reeves, 32 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Man. Austin Reeves, 32 points. Luka Doncic, 30 points. Marcus Smart, 21 points. And then LeBron James is the fourth leading scorer at 17 points. He really didn't have that good of a game. Like I said, he had 5 turnovers, but I'm pretty sure all 5 of those turnovers were like second half and up. Because at the end, he was really making some questionable decisions. You can see that Father Time is getting to him a little bit. Might be time to hang it up. Bronny, though, his son, I have been keeping tabs on him, and he is in the G League hooping. Looking like his father back in the day. Coming through the lane, dunking stuff, all that. So shout out Bronny. I know it's hard to live up to a legacy like LeBron James, but he's out there doing it. Separating himself, building his own legacy. Love to see it. Man, who else was hooping today? Tim Hardaway Jr., coming off the bench from the Denver Nuggets, had 20 points, 6 of 13 from the field, 4 of 10 from 3. 6 of 13 from the field, that's 50%, and that's 40% from 3. This is a really good game. This is efficient. 3 assists, 1 turnover, so that's a plus 2 turnover ratio. That's a good game from Tim Hardaway Jr. Overall, the Lakers did come out on top going into OT because of, who was it? I think it was Austin Reeves. Yeah, it was. I remember watching the game. Lakers are down by 3, I believe. Austin Reeves gets fouled. I think the Nuggets fouled on purpose because they didn't just want him to get a shot up. That's actually high IQ, because if you foul him right away, they didn't have any fouls left to give. What I mean by that is you get 7 fouls before your team goes into the bonus, which means if you foul him anywhere on the court, they're going straight to the free throw line. So the plan was for the Nuggets to foul right away so the Lakers cannot get a shot up because they're down by 3. If you send them to the line, they're only allowed to get a maximum of 2 points. So Austin Reeves gets to the free throw line. There's like 5 seconds left in regulation. They're down by 3. He hits the first one, making it down by 2. So the play here would be for Austin Reeves to miss the free throw on purpose and try and get a shot up because they're down by 2. And he did exactly that. Shout out to who's they coach? Shout out JJ Redick for this play, because it was a good play. He did have both big men opposite of where Austin Reeves shot the ball, so the ball had a little gap to fall through, if that makes sense. Austin Reeves put it perfectly on the front of the rim, got his own miss, hit a floater. End of regulation, they're going to OT. Like, this was a huge, huge game. Or a huge play by Austin Reeves. That's high IQ from him and the coaching staff and the Lakers to all buy in and get that done. Going into OT, the very first play, Jamal Murray fouled out the game. He had 5 fouls going into OT, and he was the Denver Nuggets. I wouldn't say he was their leading scorer. Honestly, now that I'm remembering, I think he had a bad game. Let's go back. Jamal Murray. Yeah, he had a terrible game. 5 points, 1 for 14 from the field, and 1 for 7 from 3. He did have 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 turnovers, but he also had 6 fouls. He fouled out the game. Yeah, this is a terrible game by Jamal Murray. But like I said, first play of overtime, he fouled out the game, so his team really needed him. in those situations, because Jamal Murray is an excellent player. Let's start there. But him and Nikola Jokic two-man game is probably some of the best offense in the league right now. Like, it's so hard to guard, because if you're hedging too much on Jamal Murray coming off that screen, you have Nikola Jokic popping, ready to make decisions, shoot the ball, drive it, do whatever he needs to do with it. But if you're helping too much on Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray is getting to his spot, and he's going to rise up and finish every single time. Today just wasn't the day. Like I said, 5 points, 1-14, 1-7. It's probably one of the worst games of his career. But yeah, I think LeBron's the one who drew a sixth foul. That's good IQ from Big Bro, cutting off the head of a snake. So that was good. But yeah, OT was a game. I think Aaron Gordon had two threes in OT that just kept the Nuggets in it. But boy, oh boy. Y'all know who I'm finna say. Y'all know his name. Luka Magic. That's all I'm gonna say. Luka Magic. You know when it's OT, it's that boy time to turn up. Jokic, I already said his triple-double, 24, 16, and 14. 24, 16, and 14. That's just dominant. Like, how do you stop that? Well, let's not forget about Luka. 30 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. He did have 6 turnovers, but, like, when you have the ball that much and your name carries that much weight in the league, you feel me? You're going to have turnovers if your ball usage is as high as Luka's. He has the ball in his hands most of the game. But even with 6 turnovers, he had 13 assists. So that's a plus 6 turnover ratio right there. And that's amazing. 11 rebounds. He was 4 of 14 from 3, but 10 for 26 from the field. I mean, hey, triple-double's a triple-double. You feel me? But man, Luka gamed it. He gamed it. Scores 125 to 125, 10 seconds left. Luka comes down, gets in the lane. I don't know what to say the move was, but it was kind of like a fadeaway. He gets baseline, fades away over the baseline, over like one to two defenders, cashes it. They're up by 2 with like 0.3 seconds left. All they got to do is get a stop. All they had to do was get a stop. But man, it was so many meaningful plays in this game that really set the tone. Like, this was a physical game too. I can see right here, there's a lot of people on the Lakers with above 3 fouls. There's a lot of players on the Nuggets that are above at least 2 fouls. Like, this was a very physical game. And I think they were letting them play for the most part. But this was a good game. It went to the wire. It was a nail biter the entire way through. I was locked in. Oh my gosh, this is what the NBA needs. Let's look at these team stats. I mean, the Nuggets shot better even though the Lakers were at home. 19 of 49 from 3, that's 39%. And the Lakers were 33% with 14 of 42. But the Lakers were better inside the paint. Field goal percentage, they were at 52, 48 of 93. And then the Nuggets were 46% at 44 of 95. Man, oh man, free throws are important. But sometimes clutch players are enough to get it done. Man, the Lakers, 17 of 26 from the free throw line, 65%. That's no bueno. Making free throws is easy points. Honestly, if we're being real, I struggle with my free throws too this year. So I know what it feels like to go up to that line and struggle a little bit. I have gotten better, but you really just got to go up there, step up to the line, knock it down. You got to clear your head. Because as soon as you start thinking, that's when the mistakes start rolling in. It's a mindset. It is definitely a mindset. I don't think there were any texts this game. I don't think there were any texts this game. I would say overall this was a good game. Just for Denver to get back in the game, they fought hard. They fought way harder than LA. Like, the Lakers, their defense is not great. I wouldn't even call it good, to be real. They just don't really have a lot of on-ball defenders, for real. Help side isn't that good. Besides Marcus Smart, for me, Luka really ain't there, out there playing on defense. Really out there to give you a triple-double, which he did. So how do you take him off the court, if you know what I'm trying to say? Austin Reeves, not that really good of a ball defender, on-ball defender. LeBron's getting old. Like I said, besides, outside of Marcus Smart, everybody else is really out there for offense. It's really out there for offense. But the Lakers, they led by as much as 17. And Denver fought all the way back. They took the lead for a little bit. But then Austin Reeves, like I said, with the playing free throw missed and the float, tied it up, sent it to OT, gave the Lakers some extra life. And the Lakers took advantage. I thought the Denver Nuggets had it, but Luka magic. That's all I'm going to say. Luka magic. And with that, I'm going to close out this episode 3. DJ 3-Ball.